What we've learned today is what we've known all along, that there was a shell company in Delaware where she parked a Pilatus aircraft, which is worth about $3 million, and they do not have property tax. And so at the end of the day, I think what's come to light is that there's $287,000 due to St. Louis County in personal property tax that Ms. McCaskill has owed over the past, accumulated over the past 4 years. So at the I think the cash-strapped schools there, the students there, have been cheated out of this money, and I think it's good that she's coming forward. But it does make you wonder what else is out there. They have 300 limited liability corporations or limited liability companies, and what else is out there that maybe they haven't paid taxes on as well?
Do you believe that she is being sincere, that it was an oversight on her part and that she had no idea that these taxes were going unpaid?
Well, I mean, she does a personal financial disclosure statement, and in that, it was in there that Time Saver, which is a limited partnership, owned an aircraft and that it was located in Delaware. She is an auditor. She is a CPA, a former state auditor, and a lawyer. It begs the question, I think, did she know it? Certainly she knew they had the airplane. She flew on it. And certainly she knew it had to be based someplace, and she signed the document. So I think she must have known, and it was purposely avoiding property taxes is what's been going on.
She did say that her flights for official government business were considerably less than that of her Republican counterparts, including Senator Bond. Can you respond to that?
Well, I mean, I've not looked at all of Senator Bond's billing for charter aircraft, but he certainly did not own an aircraft that he chartered and asked taxpayers to pay for. So I think at the end of the day, that's the question. She owned an aircraft, based it in Delaware, charged the taxpayers for it, and didn't pay the property tax on it right here in Missouri where they should have been paid all along. So I think what we're seeing here is a little bit of the curtain being pulled back on the way Senator McCaskill does business, and she wants to talk about transparency. She's also said, I want to walk the walk and talk the talk. Well, let's see if she walks the walk and talks the talk with the other 300 limited liability partnerships that she has listed.